coming up?
Transmogrifying.
That's my first thought about most scripts, as you know.
So sad.
Greetings, traveler.
There's a real evil there. That was amazing.
How do you say that?
That's the best.
It would be nice to kind of go the other end of the route.
I'm not thinking anything at the moment until it comes out of my mouth.
I was a little surprised. I thought you were going to take it bigger.
I thought it might be dangerous to take it bigger.
There was also a nice little flair.
When do you use the word transmogrifying?
You know, the nasty elf on a shelf that parents hate?
And no matter where they start, they know they're not alone.
I liked it. It felt very sincere.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
How do you say that?
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 Hello, welcome to How Do You Say That, sponsored by BritishVoiceOver.co.uk. Here is my co-host, Ms. Samantha Boffin.
Hello, and here's my co-host, Mark Ross.
Hello. Well, this is the podcast for voice actors that reminds us there isn't just one way to read a script, there are lots of different ways.
Yes, and as always, we're starting off with a bit of true or false.
Mm.
So, Mark.
Yes.
My pen name for online reviews is Zathura the Mighty. Is that true or false?
Zathura the Mighty. Do you know what? I really hope it's true, but I'm going to call false.
It is false, but as I was writing it down, I was thinking this should be my pen name for online reviews.
And now I think I ought to have a pen name for online reviews. I haven't got one.
I do have one. It isn't that one.
Ah, I see, because you don't want to reveal it for just
I don't
in case.
It.
Ah, fair enough. Well, here's my true or false. I didn't bother with a real Christmas tree this year because it was just too much mess and hassle last year. True or false?
I have got a sneaking suspicion you don't have a real tree anyway. So I am calling false.
No, of course I've got a real Christmas tree.
You?
Yes,
have you?
Absolutely.
Why
absolutely.
Did I think you didn't have a real one?
I don't know. I mean, I've got a fake one up in the loft but I got
what
real
a
ones.
Fool
now.
I am.
Well, let's welcome our special guest, voice actor Rhiannon Mauchel. Hello, Rhiannon, and how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Oh, good. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Let's find out a little bit more about Rhiannon, shall we?
Yes, of course. Rhiannon is an award-winning actor who trained for musical theatre but fell in love with VO, especially voicing games. So she can be heard in Warframe, Warhammer 40,000 Rogue Trader, the upcoming Clive Barker's Hellraiser revival, and the recently released Foolish Mortals.
She's also voiced national commercials for brands like Shopify, Microsoft, and Tampa Bay Tourism, alongside audiobooks, e-learning materials, countless IVR prompts, and a few animated series too. Well, welcome to the podcast, Rhiannon. Have you got a fun fact for us?
Oh, I do. I do have a fun fact.
Good.
My fun fact is I have a surgical scar shaped like a tiny little dagger or broadsword on my abdomen. And I think that it is a prophetic symbol, and one day I shall rise to the call of adventure and save humanity.
Wow.
Okay. So cool.
I know.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not quite sure what to say apart from in this godlike presence. Let's have a look at the first script of our show and ask, how do you say that?
How do you say that?
So this is a little script I brought along, which is in, as is often the case, in direct opposition to the script that you've brought, Rhiannon.
Yeah, I mean, this looks to me like it's either a commercial for a university or a web explainer or something like that.
No, actually, it was played at a conference. But you're right, it is about a university, but it was played at a conference.
Okay,
for
so
the university
kind of
people.
Board
basically.
Members.
Yeah, the board members.
Got you. So would it have been in a big hall, a giant kind of auditorium?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So blaring out.
Well, how well are the shareholders doing? Is this like a please save us, we need money? Or is this a
actually that's a good
question. Things are great
question.
Right now.
Well, if I tell you, this is probably one of the biggest universities in the world.
Ooh. Right. Fair. Okay. All right. I kind of looked at it and I wanted to go big because that's my first thought about most scripts, as you know. But I'm not going to. I'm going to try a slightly different way, I think.
Fair.
So let's have a look. Let's have a look. In university and board. All right. Okay. We're not just responding to change, we're leading it. Our students show us every day what dedication looks like. They study in spare moments, in busy moments, in life-changing moments. And no matter where they start, they know they're not alone, because an entire university walks beside them. As we look to the future, our mission remains as powerful as ever, to make learning accessible, flexible, and truly open.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
I think that felt like that was for shareholders. If I was a student listening, I'd be like, ugh. But if
yes.
I was invested,
100%.
Which yeah. I think you nailed that differentiation really well.
Yes, I worked out that that was not for students, because that is not how you, that's not how you'd sell it to students at all, is it?
No. Oh my God, no. This is absolutely not for the people that are choosing to learn at this particular university.
No.
It's definitely for the internal. But it was interesting you chose very distinctly to undersell there.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Was that just because you wanted to try out what underselling was like?
Yeah, but I thought it quite worked.
It
for
did,
me,
it
worked
did.
In my brain.
Absolutely.
Really? I think it did as well.
Yeah,
I would love to critique you, but I think you did a very good job.
To be fair, I mean, you know me. I would have normally gone in as, we're not just responding to change,
we're leading it.
It's like, well, I figured it would be nice to kind of go the other end of the route.
It's what is interesting about that is I think it was, well, it was smaller than I did it in that sense. It was more intimate, shall we say, actually not so much smaller, but more intimate than I did it. That would have been an incredibly good place to start in the session. If you see what I mean, as opposed to the opposite end, which I think would have been, felt so bombastic that it would have been ludicrous. It would have been much more comfortable to go there and come up from there, as it were. I liked it. It felt very sincere.
I've been working on my sincerity.
Have you?
It really shone through. I agree. I think the sincerity was very much there.
I think that's going to be my New Year's resolution.
More sincere.
More sincerity.
Admirable.
And if you believe that...
Not as much fun, though.
Not as much fun, indeed.
It's true.
Rhiannon, well, if that's a starting base point, I'm interested to see where you're going to go with it.
Okay. I'm going to make some choices here, you know, as we do.
Good.
Yeah. Good choice.
Yeah, let's give it a crack. We're not just responding to change. We're leading it. Our students show us every day what dedication looks like. They study in spare moments, in busy moments, in life-changing moments. And no matter where they start, they know they're not alone, because an entire university walks beside them. As we look to the future, our mission remains as powerful as ever, to make learning accessible, flexible, and truly open.
I like that. There was something very truly open about that. It's like you were laying it on the line. I really liked that.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I felt like I was going on the more intimate side, which I thought, that might not be the right vibe. But also... coming from the slightly more Australian perspective, because I do a lot of Australian explainers, and they are very different in like the tones that they request.
Yeah. Are they? What sort of tones do they request then?
So with Australians, you never, my experience, I don't want to speak for all Australian voiceover, but especially in corporate and commercial, they're very cautious of getting like your lecturing or you're very too polished.
Yep.
Right.
There's like a fear of, it's almost that, you know, culturally we have tall poppy syndrome and nobody should rise above. We don't really want anyone to ever sound like they know everything, even if you're an expert.
Is that where the questioning ends of sentences comes from?
I think that's just because none of us know what's going on most of the time.
I love that.
Oh, that's unfair.
Which bit of Australia are you originally from?
Brisbane in Queensland. I wasn't born there. I was actually born in Thailand, and I grew up in Dothan, Alabama, in the States.
Wow! So all over.
Yeah, and then my parents are Australian. They moved down there when I was still young. So I then spent the rest of my childhood in Queensland.
Interesting. But it's fascinating to hear how, as we've heard from American guests in the past, the very definite choices that different territories make about this kind of thing.
Absolutely. I do a lot of American commercials as well. And the amount of energy I bring into an American commercial, like, would absolutely kill an Australian person. They would hear it and they'd be like, I hate you and I'm not listening and I will never buy your product.
But I love the lightness of touch that your accent afforded that. I really love that. It made it feel conversationally effortless.
And friendly.
And friendly.
Yes.
Which I think works so well.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, that is the upside of the Australian accent. Even if you're like the worst person ever, I think you always sound like you can be trusted.
Yes. I'll now come in doing a really overly bombastic read now.
Yes, well, that's where I was wondering. I wondered if you were going to go differently with it.
I'm going to be the big hitter in the room. No, let's see what I actually did with it. Okay. We're not just responding to change. We're leading it. Our students show us every day what dedication looks like. They study in spare moments, in busy moments, in life-changing moments. And no matter where they start, they know they're not alone because an entire university walks beside them. As we look to the future, our mission remains as powerful as ever: to make learning accessible, flexible, and truly open.
Oh, they're opening their wallets. Yeah. I just heard all this money crack open, like, and fall into the coffers.
And the line that did it for me there, the opening the wallets, is an entire university walks beside them. Because you were almost wrapping your arms around the audience and saying, you are those people too.
And that particular line on the page looked cheese fest to you.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it just was such a cheesy line. But so you had to work hard to make that feel okay.
To make it feel genuine.
But it's interesting, isn't it? Because time would have been not that long ago where we would have made the choice to go bigger.
Oh, absolutely.
To go, hey, guys, this is an amazing thing.
Now open your wallet.
Yeah, but I think that that times have changed.
Yes.
So it's very interesting that we've noticed that. That's good.
We've noticed and we're learning. It's all good.
So you know, of course, it's all going to come back round again, and we're going to be asked to do big sounds.
Exactly right. Exactly.
Of course.
Play. How do you say that?
Well, it is worthwhile remembering these are real scripts we're working on. We have changed some names and details to avoid copyright issues, though. Remember, you can find both of the scripts that we're using in today's show in the show notes of the episode.
Rhiannon, tell us a bit about your script that you brought along. Mm.
So this script is from what's called a gacha game.
And what does that mean?
It's short for gachapon, which is a machine, Okay, I studied Japanese in school and I'm going to get yelled at, but gachapon machines in Japan are like the things you put your money in, and then it's like a blind lottery. You get like an item from a list of items, but you don't know what it's going to be. They make games that are like that, where you pay money and collect characters, but you draw blindly, so you don't know what character you're going to get. And you collect the characters and build your team. These are incredibly lucrative games for
absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
This script is a gacha game, and this is a character that you can pull. So she's a main character. Yep. Well, a collectible main character, if that kind of makes sense. These games have so many characters. Mm-hmm. But as for character, she is a ruler. Some perceive her as a tyrant, but she is, my opinion is she's pragmatic, but she is unforgiving. And actually, right before this script, they've just watched her kill a priest.
So she's strong but ruthless.
Yes, but also, just a little curveball, she has the appearance of a very young woman. She looks very young.
Okay.
So almost girl-like. Still carries herself with a lot of grace and strength, and also slightly revels in the violence, like something about it is exciting to her. And it's all a chess game. A lot of her sort of costume and the way she talks, it's all through allegories for chess. And that's a bit about her. I'm going to be honest, in these gacha games, these character descriptions tend to be insane. Like the lore behind this character
really
is endless, and it's still going. Like, I'm still getting messages from people going, did you know this? Did you know this? Did you know this? And I'm like, oh my gosh, no.
And this piece of script, is this talking to a different character within the game or talking to the player of the game?
This is the player character. So the player character has arrived to this new place, and the first thing they see is her kill this priest. Mm-hmm. And then she approaches them and she gives them the corpse of someone else that she knew caused them trouble in the past.
She's like a cat.
Yeah, kind of.
She's killed a mouse to offer it as a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she presents young. So she has a child childish voice, a more childish voice.
Yes, I would, yeah, say more childish. But of course, you can play it however you like.
Are you thinking slightly lighter in vocal terms then, Sam?
I'm not thinking anything at the moment until it comes out of my mouth.
Okay.
I won't be thinking at all. I will just simply think of a small, young... Okay.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend. So out of courtesy, I present to you this corpse as a gift. For the sake of order, I am known by many titles. Flame bearer, who ends wars. Tyrant of the dawn. Empress of the holy city. And imperator of the hunt. But in the light of your unique identities, I'll allow you to address me by my real name. Sylvia. On behalf of my people and this land, greetings, traveller.
There was a slight deference to the player, the traveller, there. So obviously the character recognises that the player, the character, has something about them, something that is useful.
That is special, yeah.
Yeah, and that came out nicely, I thought.
That did.
Yeah. It may not be the case, then. I may have got that wrong.
No, I think I like the coldness that you brought to her. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to hear you enjoy it a bit more. She's a little bit megalomaniac-like.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. Just like a tad more of like, I think all of the beauty of the regal nature about her was there.
Yes.
If I hadn't have known she was meant to be young, I would have played it in a very different way.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was nervous, I think, about tipping over into how I would do it if she was an adult, fully sort of...
Yeah.
But no, but you're absolutely right. The trick there would be to enable me to keep that more youthful, lighter style, if you like, but imbue it with more of the grit, if you like. Is that what we're looking at, really? Is that, I don't know, maybe it wasn't.
Yes, this character is really complex because, like I said, she presents young, but she is not mentally young.
No.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. So you
Tricky.
Are right. Yeah.
Wiser beyond the seeming years.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
useful to know.
It's difficult, though, isn't it? It's difficult to pull out. I'm at a disadvantage as a boy here as well.
Yeah. Do you want to change it to Silvio?
No. It's fine. I'll do it because it from what we talked about. But this will be an interesting one. All right, let me give it a go. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. So, out of courtesy, I present to you this corpse as a gift. For the sake of order, I'm known by many titles. Flame bearer, who ends wars. Tyrant of the dawn. Empress of the holy city and imperator of the hunt. But in light of your unique identities, I'll allow you to address me by my real name. Sylvia, on behalf of my people and this land, greetings, traveller.
Again, very light. What did you think, Rhiannon?
Very, I agree. I was really kind of impressed by how light you got. I wasn't aware.
You wasn't aware I could go that light.
Yeah, you're quite understated. I was a little surprised. I thought you were going to take it bigger.
I thought it might be dangerous to take it bigger, considering she is presenting as little girl wise beyond her years, which is kind of the point I was making. So that was a choice to underplay it because of the physicality of the character.
I feel like I've just misdirected the hell out of both of you. I didn't give you the best guidance.
No, not at all. I mean, that it's still up to us to interpret. She's still a ruler. She's still a queen. She still needs that seam, if you like, of power.
That's what the megalomania is, isn't it?
Perhaps fought out. So we did at least know that. We just missed it.
No.
I tried to make it quite cold.
Yes. Yes, you did. But there was also a nice little flair at the beginning, for the sake of order. I like that there was something like a smile crept in.
Yeah.
be like, you relish giving these titles. Like, gosh, I'm so great. Listen to my
list. I'm great, and I'm going to tell you I'm great.
Yeah.
What I actually love about doing these scripts with it, when the guest brings a script that is a character from a video game, they often blow it out the water because they know the world, the 360-ness of the character. And of course, it's so exciting from our point of view. We have this tiny little bit that we will never get anywhere near. And then you see how rounded those characters are when the person that lives that character, if you like, you know, gives us their reading of it. And it's really exciting to hear, actually. It sounds like an easy job, but I think it's particularly in these jobs where you realise, you know, how much talent you need to bring this kind of thing alive.
And how much depth is necessary as well, Sam, I think. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure, Rhiannon, obviously.
We don't say that to pressure you. We say that because we kind of think that because you're in this world and you know this character, you will have already chipped off all of those bits around this anyway.
Mm. I've played her now for like dozens of hours.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Amazing. Exactly. See, that's so exciting.
Exactly. It really is. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll see. See if I can find a voice. Yes. All right.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend. So, out of courtesy, I present to you this corpse as a gift. For the sake of order, I am known by many titles. Flame-bearer who ends wars, tyrant of the dawn, empress of the holy city, and imperator of the hunt. But in light of your unique identities, I'll allow you to address me by my real name, Sylvia. On behalf of my people and this land, greetings, traveler.
There's a real evil there. That was amazing.
Well, and it was the glee that she had. It was lovely. And your voice changed entirely. You
well,
know,
not only that, and also your American is beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, your American is great.
Yes, yeah.
Thank you.
I could see the little girl character stature there, but again, there was a coldness behind that.
There was a knowingness, wasn't there? Yeah.
Yes.
There's some great bits later, especially when she's really talking like war tactics. She becomes quite very adult very suddenly and gets really low.
Right.
And like
your voice
register
becomes low. Oh, so you access a different part of your voice for that.
Yeah,
That's interesting.
She almost talks down here for quite a while while she's just deciding things and thinking about tactics.
Yeah.
That suddenly levels her out, makes her feel a little more mature as opposed to these moments where she's being grandiose and I think more of her childlikeness comes across.
Well, let's change things up a bit, shall we? Because there is the wild card bit of the show that is next.
Yes.
So we get to approach these scripts in a different way if we can. So a different motivation, a different character, different thought process. I wonder.
Yes. So, Rhiannon, choose one of these scripts and one of us and give us a different motivation.
Sam?
Yes.
I don't know if you'd be up for it, but would you do the second script again, but as like a saloon madam?
Oh my goodness.
Like in a Western?
Yeah, like in a Western.
Oh my.
I just thought that would be really fun.
I should give it a go. Okay, right. Well, hi there, cowboy. Right, okay then. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. So, out of courtesy, I present to you this corpse as a gift. For the sake of order, I am known by many titles. Flame bearer who ends wars, tyrant of the dawn, empress of the holy city, and imperator of the hunt. But in the light, boys, of your unique identities, I'll allow you to address me by my real name, Sylvia. On behalf of my people in this land, greetings, travelers.
Oh, wow. I could see you just sliding the bourbon up the bar as well.
Do you know what I was thinking about then?
Go on.
I was thinking about Mel Brooks.
Yeah. I can see it.
Saddles,
yes.
And I was thinking,
it was amazing saddles.
What would Madeleine Kahn have done on stage?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I loved that.
That characterization could almost have been a modern-day superhero or anti-superhero as well.
Yeah.
Maybe.
How interesting. How
that was quite fun to do. More fun than I was expecting. My heart sank. I thought, oh my God, I'm never going to be able to pull that off. But it was quite fun to do.
Yeah, you pulled that off nicely.
I saw her straight away. I got full image in my head. That was like surround sound.
So, Rhiannon, I'm going to pick one for you now, and I'm going to bear in mind the season, because we're midway through December. We're nearly on top of Christmas. So I'm going to give you a Christmassy theme one, if that's okay.
Nice.
You know the nasty elf on a shelf that parents hate?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like you to be the elf on a shelf who doesn't like the shelf he's been put on, or she's been put on. And I'd like you to do script one. You're an elf, but you are unhappy with where you are.
Okay. All right. We're not just responding to change. We're leading it. Our students show us every day what dedication looks like. They study in spare moments, in busy moments, in life-changing moments. And no matter where they start, they know they're not alone. Because an entire university walks beside them. As we look to the future, our mission remains as powerful as ever to make learning accessible, flexible, and truly open.
I love that. As I've always suspected, the elf on a shelf is an evil, evil character.
Oh, there's no other way to play it.
Wow. So I love that. You're very, very versatile vocally. I love that.
Oh, that was really fun.
So cool. That was like one of the little elves in Arthur Christmas or something, you know, one of those kind of, that was so good. That was so good.
That was fun. Thanks. I enjoyed that.
Well, interestingly, I was going to give you an elf as well, but I'm not now. Of course. Of course not.
Of course.
I am going to give you Rhiannon's script.
Yes.
And I want you to be a reindeer who's terrified of heights. You've been faking it for years.
So not Rudolph, one behind.
Yeah.
Kind of.
You're wondering if you should finally confess it or wait till mid-flight or something and then panic. But you're terrified of heights.
Okay. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. So out of courtesy, I present to you this corpse as a gift. For the sake of order, I'm known by many titles. Flame bearer who ends wars. Tyrant of the Dawn, Empress of the Holy City, and Imperator of the Hunt. But in light of your unique identities, I'll allow you to address me by my real name, Blitzen. On behalf of my people in this land, greetings, traveller.
Oh, the way I felt for him in the middle.
I know. You were very empathetic.
He was being dragged along by the others and not enjoying it one little bit.
You were brave.
That was a great journey. I enjoyed the bravado into the sheer terror.
But it was just the ability for you to get that little sort of harumphing into your voice. I've noticed that before about you, Mark. You can get something else going on beneath the words quite a lot of the time. It's really interesting, actually, when you play a character.
I love
you're
a
able
harumph.
To get the harumph thing in. It's always good to be able to harumph on cue.
Well, indeed, absolutely. Or gribbit, or whatever it happens to be. Well, if you want to play along in the privacy of your own booth over the festive period, or any time, in fact, as we've said before, we put the scripts in the show notes so you can have a try yourself.
So, Rhiannon, I would love to know. So you used to work in musical theatre. Theatre's a very collaborative space to work in. So how do you find collaboration with gaming sessions, voiceover sessions?
Well, it's a very, very, very different ballpark.
Yeah, sure.
For the most part, you're by yourself, which is obviously a big difference. You are working with limited to no materials. If you're lucky, you've had the script beforehand, maybe for 24 hours. And if you're doing a live directed session, which you're not always, a lot of indie games may ask you to self-direct if they're working on a budget. But if you've got a director, you might collaborate between the two of you a little, but it really depends on how strict they are. Some games are willing to let you play, let you inhabit the character and therefore change the language as you go.
Yeah.
Others will be like, no, it must be word perfect. If it is not, more like, say, a commercial where they're like, no, these words have been hand-chosen.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Mm.
So, honestly, it's not particularly collaborative most of the time.
Have you done any games where it's been more than one member of cast in the room?
I've never performed opposite. And actually, I did a game recently where my character's being interviewed by Iggy Pop.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. I know, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
But, like, yes. I wasn't in the room with Iggy Pop, but I can hear my voice talking to his, like we were in the room together.
Interesting. That's,
so did they play him in? Did you were you able to respond to?
Yes. Interestingly,
yes. Okay.
They brought me back in, I believe, to re-record those lines after they had recorded Iggy Pop, because they're like, actually, come back and respond to how he's doing.
Because
it
makes more sense, that, doesn't it? Absolutely.
Yeah. Some of the best, ones I've worked on have definitely been when devs or the technical team have queued up previous lines when you're bouncing off something.
Yes, absolutely.
But that is not regularly.
And then there's always the chance, of course, that you're the first person in to record.
Absolutely. And if you're doing, say, I've done quite a few roles where, like, you are one voice of, say, a player character and there are going to be multiple voices.
Yep.
You may have to all time together so that no matter who the player picks, it all lands the same.
Wow.
Which is great if you're first, because then you get to define.
You get to define the time.
But otherwise, you come in and you have to just try to do everything to time that the previous actor did, but still make it your own.
Do they play anybody in the background and you've got to kind of, I mean, how does that work then?
Usually, they'll play me the line, the previous line, similar to when you're doing, like, dubbing. So I've dubbed Rise of the Ronin was originally recorded in Japanese, and then we needed to sync to all the Japanese. Mm-hmm. So they play the line, and I would sort of say it under my breath with the line to get a feel for where it fit, and then I would say it. And we'd usually get, like, a 0.5 second buffer.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then the engineer would just confirm and you'd move on, and those are long days.
Absolutely. Yeah, so at least you haven't got to lip sync.
Yeah, so this character, she had to lip sync a couple times. That's in script two, but also a lot of hers was timed, so that, sometimes they already had the visuals done, or they had a rough cut of the visuals.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, you're going to be saying it around here. It needs to be 2 seconds. And I'll be like, okay.
And do they give you an idea of what's happening within the context of the scene, as it were? So, because presumably that makes a big difference as well. I mean, if you're, you know, in the middle of a battle, or you're, I don't know, you're at home sewing, that's two very different things.
Yes. Once again, it's wildly different depending on each project and the time limits. When we're running out of time, we really burn through.
Yeah.
Sometimes if it's heavily NDA'd, the director doesn't even have full details on the scene.
Wow.
That's when you do, unfortunately, sort of have to give like a guess, or you'll give multiple guesses. You're like, let's do 3 takes, all very different.
Yep.
Submit them all and hopefully one of them fits.
Yes, one of them will land.
It's an amazing insight to the behind the scenes of games that people may not know about. Rhiannon, thank you so much. I hope you've enjoyed coming on the show.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Just a reminder that all of Rhiannon Mauchel's details can be found in the show notes of the episode.
Yes, and of course the scripts are there too. And if you want to see what we all look like in our booths, do check out How Do You Say That on TikTok or Instagram, because we've got some little shorts out there in the world at the moment.
Yeah, people make comments on them as well, Sam. I'll have to show you them.
Oh.
That's it for this week. I know. People like it. Don't worry. They like it. They like it. It's all good.
Good comments.
That's it for this week. Thanks again to Rhiannon Mauchel. We'll be back over the next couple of weeks, but with 2 specials over the festive period. And then we'll be back as normal in the new year, when we'll have another voiceover guest. And we'll all be asking, this is where we do the title of the show altogether, Rhiannon. We'll be asking,
how do you say that?
How do you say that?